Psalm 48, verses 1 and 2. Great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise, in the city of our God, his holy mountain. It is beautiful in its loftiness, the joy of the whole earth.
Let me briefly read what I wrote. Over the centuries, the leaders and priests of Jerusalem oscillated between sin and repentance. But by the time of Christ, it was a city held captive under the iron yoke of Rome. As Jesus approached the holy city for the last time, he spoke of God's deep sorrow at what Jerusalem had become. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill prophets and stone those sent to you, how often have I longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Look, your house has left you desolate. And that's from Matthew 23.
What's really coming to my mind as we consider this, his holy mountain and just the wonder of and the importance of Jerusalem. What's coming to my mind is just, I just want to tell people, I want to tell the listeners of this podcast, go to Israel, go to Jerusalem. Eric, you and I have been there, and it's just so awesome. It's way better than a vacation. You get to go and experience, you get to walk the streets, you get to see the sights, you get to smell the air, to meet the people where Jesus lived and where a lot of these Old Testament stories took place. Jerusalem is just got something in the air. It's the Holy Spirit. And I just really encourage people to go. We actually, Eric, you and I have both been with a brilliant mind named Dr. Brian Widbin. And we actually have a trip, listeners. We have a trip coming up in late June, early July of this year. At the time of the recording of this, we have just a couple of spots that have opened up. We had a couple people have to back out. So there's just a few spots available. Just do it. Just go. I don't know how I can overstate it. I've heard people over the years say, oh, I can't do it. It's too big of a trip or whatever. And I don't want to come across as judgmental here, but sometimes I hear people say that. And then some months later, I see pictures of them in the Maldives or something. And I think, if you can go on vacation, you can do this. You can go to Israel. So please consider going. It really will change your life in a wonderful way.
So I have to ask your indulgence on one thing. First of all, I've been twice. I was here in 2012 with Chuck Davis and Brian, and then with you in 2014. And now I've put in my application because you said recently that there were only four left. And I said,
that's right. All right, listeners, you heard it. Now there's only three spots left.
I think it's going to be awesome.
Can't wait.
I love Brian, and even if I've been two times before, I think it's changed a lot of things in my thinking and my life and my appreciation of scripture.
I just want to say one more thing. I first went to Israel when I was a teenager. I was a junior in high school. I went with a guy named Ray Vanderlaan. Totally changed the course of my life. And I would just say, if anybody's listening to this, there are going to be teenagers on this trip. My own kids are going to be there, and two other families are going to have kids there, which I think is so cool. So if there's anyone listening and you have kids that you want to bring, I'm guessing that over the next few weeks, we might have one or two other cancellations, people who just can't go because of COVID or something. So just really putting that out there. If you want to come, if you want to have a teenager to bring them. It'll change their life forever too.